Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it is brought to you by KeyBank. Well, the Indians and Royals, a beauty last night. The Indians obviously come up short, 2-0. But how about Josh Tomlin? 2 complete games here in his last 3 starts. But more impressively, Terry, he's got a chance to win every time he goes out right now. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's really pretty good story. I mean, his kids fought through a lot. And all the things that he brings to a ball club. You know, we talked about him being a teammate and a competitor, and they're all true. But he can pitch. And he's showing right now what he can do when he's healthy. And there's been a lot of times, I think, where Josh has probably pitched when he isn't healthy because he's such a competitor and maybe he hasn't commanded the ball as well or thrown as hard. And now you're starting to see, as he's getting away from surgery, what he can do. And last night, I thought as the game progressed, he got stronger. You know, he made a mistake to Rios and he hit the home run. Josh is going to give up some home runs because he's around the plate so much. And, again, if they're solos, you know, Catfish Hunter made a career out of that, you know, all the way to the Hall of Fame. So, you know, but Josh also never walks anybody and you can't steal a base. So you got to string hits together to beat him. And the way he's pitching, that's not going to happen very often.
Is this stretch been really important for him when you look at him now down the road? Does this kind of help change, I don't know if change your mind, but certainly help you in the evaluation process?
You know, Hammy, I don't think change our mind, but I do think he's got a lot of fans here. And the way he's pitching now, it makes it really easy to kind of say, hey, this guy, you know, this guy can really help us. And sometimes in our game, you know, the guys that throw 95, 96, I understand why you're going to give them a chance. I get it. There's more margin for error. But when a guy can flat out just pitch, we'll take those guys too.
As a hitter, did you prefer to face a guy that you knew was just going to try to challenge you at 95 rather than a guy that can do a lot of things and manipulate the ball like a Josh Tomlin?
You know, Hammy, the old saying was you'd kind of run up to the plate and then you'd run right back, and then you'd be 0-for-4, and you'd think, how'd that happen? But, you know, they change speeds, they get you to roll over, and it's comfortable, but you're out. And, again, pitching is kind of a unique art where, regardless of how hard you throw, you got to stay out of the middle of the plate, and you got to change speeds, and you got to be able to pitch in. And that sets everything up, and Josh does all those things.
You know, it's been neat to watch here in these 2 ball games, Tito, is the Royals used to have a huge advantage over the Indians when it came to catching the ball. But now these teams are very similar defensively, and we're just seeing great plays every night on both sides.
Yeah, they certainly have been doing this for a while now, and they continue, and it's part of what they do. The good news is we're starting to do more of that. Lonnie Chisenhall continues to make play after play. He made one last night going to his right, followed it up, made one going to his left, and back to the wall. And anytime you're an outfielder and you're going to the wall, that's not an easy catch. When you have time to get back to the wall, you know, that's when they can make those ones that get on SportsCenter. But when there's those line drives and the wall's coming up on you, that's a tough play. And he made both of them, and he made them pretty easy. I just think his confidence is growing, and everything he does transfers to being a good outfielder, and it's been fun to watch. And it's a weapon, which is great because, again, we've seen what the Royals can do with it. And now all of a sudden you're seeing Lindor and you're seeing Urshela, and it really helps.
All these games are obviously big, but they're also important too, aren't they, for a young pitcher like a Danny Salazar, really his first full year in a major league rotation?
There's a couple things there, Hammy. One is first full year in September. That's another barrier or something, you know, you have to get by. And also playing games where they're so meaningful, where if you make a mistake, it's not really chalked up to development. It means you lost a game in the standings that you desperately need to win. That's also part of development, and it's good. And, again, so far, the games we've lost, I have not seen it be think it's because the stage is too big. It's just because we've lost. And that's a good thing because I think our guys are enjoying having these games mean so much.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Indians and the Royals coming up on the Indians Radio Network.